Western New York's 27th Congressional District is often accurately described as sprawling, covering 8 counties and including parts of the Buffalo and Rochester metropolitan areas. Among the many media outlets monitoring the district is the news website TheBatavian.com, which has become a must-stop for any candidate trying to connect with voters. Now a controversy has emerged involving troubled Congressman Chris Collins, who outraged many by electing to stay in his reelection campaign despite facing federal indictment. Howard Owens of The Batavian joined us earlier for an update on what's happening.
Well, first of all, Jay, I think it's important for listeners to understand some background here. As long as The Batavian's been around 10 years, and right from the beginning, we had a policy for, you know, elected representatives and the candidates for those offices that when they send us a press release, in the vast majority of times, we publish those press releases verbatim. I've always believed that part of the democratic process is giving everybody their say, and candidates should have that kind of access, absence of a filter of reporting, because any kind of reporting is going to pick and choose, you know, what you think as a reporter is important. So we give them that full access to verbatim access to our audience.
Okay, so I could see that. Now, what you're stating here, though, is at this point in time, though, the way the campaigns have developed, that you are no longer going to run the Collins press releases verbatim unless they agree to an interview, correct?
Correct. So the flip side of that policy is we expect the candidates to reciprocate and answer our questions when we have them, either typically for like the congressional race, when we have a tightly contested congressional race, we actually each candidate for at least an hour long interview. And I've done that with Chris Collins before. That's what we expect in this case. And the Chris Collins campaign has so far really sidestepped and brushed off our request for interviews. We're getting deeper into this campaign, and I just don't feel that it's right for him to avoid that press, receive the benefit of our publishing his press releases, and avoid talking to us. He needs to be accountable to his constituents, and I believe we have a role in fulfilling that accountability. So if he's not going to play by the rules, then I feel no obligation to give him a free platform.
You did mention that you've sat down with the Congressman Collins previously to this this point. Has he always been a fairly open and available candidate in that regard?
To me, he has been. You know, anytime he's at the district, we've had lunch together many times at the Polka Dot. He has repeatedly told me how fair he thinks I am to him and how accurate. So that's why I find it baffling now he won't talk to me. He knows he is going to get fair, honest treatment. He also knows he's going to get hard questions from me. He has always said that he appreciates that I come to him informed and understanding the issues and asking him tough questions. He appreciates the challenge.
Obviously, you're approaching this as a journalist. At the same time, is there some sense of disappointment in Mr. Collins that he's not making himself available here?
As a citizen, I just believe that this is bad for democracy. We don't want to establish the standard that a candidate for office can rely on gerrymandering and hide in his district office and never come out and answer questions and explain himself and be held accountable and give an opportunity to really probe what he's thinking about issues and his own circumstances.
Well stated. Howard Owens of TheBatavian.com, as always, thanks very much for your work and thanks for joining us here on WBFO.
Thanks for your interest, Jay. Thank you.